Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea Tasinga, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. I am so super excited to be here today, April the 1st of 2020. So let me tell you about this date really quick. This is a divine appointment in time for me to come back the Woman Christian CEO podcast on this day. So let me tell you why. I'm getting ready to tell you a story, a testimonial that I believe that will inspire and empower you to move forward like never before in your life and in your business. We've been gone a few months and it was planned for us to be gone. I made a decision back in October that we were going to take a break from doing the podcast because I wanted to make sure in the year 2020 that we were implementing things that were in alignment to what God has given us to do. And the podcast is a powerful platform for us to share our God-given message for influence, for impact, and to really inspire people, women such as yourselves and men, to really build Christ-centered, profitable businesses. So let me start telling you how we ended up with this date. In October of 2019, we, or my team and I, decided that we were going to take a break on doing our podcast. So at that time, I had a social media, social manager who ran my social, who did all my social media for me. She quits. It devastated me. Okay. Then I was trying to find support in helping me as an assistance, people who can help assist me in our school, in the Woman Christian CEO school. And that was just not turning out the way I planned. So I began to feel overwhelmed and began to feel stress. And I was really feeling like I was getting ready to crash, like totally getting ready to crash. And so at the time of me going through this, I kept praying. I kept going to church. I kept listening to the men and women of God. I kept listening to other podcasts to stay inspired and motivated. But this emotion of overwhelm was not leaving me. It was more like a fear had, the spirit of fear had submerged over me. Even though I was maneuvering through, I was feeling the emotion of it coming really heavy on me. As the end of October came, I start feeling a little bit better, but November hits and I finally begin to pray. And I said, God, I need to stop. I need to stop. So let me stop right here to get you a full picture. I have built an amazing, incredible business, an incredible life, doing what I love, full time, making great income. But the structure that I had built, we had outgrown that structure. Now, in life, no one ever tells you that, or I've never been heard that communication. So frustration sets in because the life that you've created, this amazing life that you're living, you're feeling like you should be happy, you should be feeling great about things, but you're not. And it simply is because you have outgrown the structure you have built. Now, at this time, I'm not knowing how to communicate that like I'm communicating it now. But I do know I said this prayer, I need to stop. So at the end of November, my back goes out. Now, let me share this for those of you amazing women and men that are listening to this. I knew that my back was going out, but I kept moving forward. I didn't stop. I kept moving forward, thinking, I got to get through this. I got to get things done. I got to get to the church. I got to get to the office. I got to work with this client. I got to work with this person. I got to do this. I got to do this. And I got to do this. And I kept moving forward. So I didn't stop. I kept moving forward. And because of that, my back goes out. Now, this happens right before a day or two before Thanksgiving. I had orders to go pick up. I had food to go pick up. We had a lot of people coming over to our home, and my back is completely out. Now, remind you, I had a prayer. I said, God, I need to stop. Now, I'm not telling you God caused my back to go out. My back went out because I didn't stop. This life I had created, I didn't know how to stop it. Okay? Next thing, we're in December now. Even in my mind, I'm still trying to get back to the gym, get back to my regular routine so that I can be everything and for everybody and build this amazing life and let people see me go to the gym and on down the list. So everything that I was doing is for what everyone wanted to see me do. Or can I be honest? Maybe looking for validation that what I'm doing is how you're supposed to move forward as a boss, as a CEO, you know, doing your thing, right? So January hits, and now things are getting a little bit better, but then the pandemic hits towards the end. We start hearing about it on the news. In our minds, we're still thinking it's not going to come to America. It's not going to come over here. And then it actually hits over here in the United States. And now we're in the middle of a pandemic where everything stops. Now, remind you, my business, I build it and I still build it by doing live events. We do workshops every month, and we also do our coaching courses virtually, but our live events is our lead system, if you will, for us to enroll amazing new people. So I'm thinking, this is amazing. I finally gets it. I finally get it. That I have been given the gift of reset. Now, I didn't think of this as reset before, but I did believe that I was given a gift to restart my life, to restructure, to reorganize, and to create the new structure that I'll be able to grow. Even when it's time to grow again, it will be a more easier transition. So I and you have been given the gift of reset. I want you to embrace this as you're listening to this podcast. You have been given the gift to reset. And because you have been given this gift to reset, you now have an opportunity to create an amazing life that you desire to live. That you desire to live. So what are you saying, Coach Shea? I'm saying to you, as we are at home in the stay-in order, this is your opportunity. This is your chance to create the amazing life that you want to live. This is the time for you to plan, for you to organize, to get clear about what your next move will be. This is the time for you to rise up like never before. This is the time for you to not operate in fear. This is the time for you to move forward in those things that you've been having on pause or have not said yes to. like never before, because you have been given the gift to reset your life. Everything you've created, you have been given that gift to do it. Here's the deal. We won't get this.
I don't know if we will get this opportunity again,
because everyone is at a pause in our everyday system and what we've created in our everyday life. So you have the opportunity to start over. So what I'm going to do is share with you a few simple things that you can do that will help you with the gift to reset. I'm going to share a few things. So if you're driving, don't do this driving, obviously, but go back and listen in and write these things down that you can implement to help you use this time wisely. So according to what the government is saying, we have until April 31st that we will not, that we will be in the stay-in order. In some places, there are some areas that are saying that we may even be longer. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do, especially if you are a CEO and if you are a business owner. I did a Facebook training live, and it was called The Purpose of Planning. Planning with Purpose. I said that backwards. I said it was Planning with Purpose. So I'm going to share with you four simple things that you can do to use this time effectively and wisely as we are in the stay in order. Okay. And the first thing that you want to do, and this is about planning, right? So it's about planning. So if you are a business owner, even if in your personal life, this is about planning. Now, let me share this about planning. This is a discipline that you will have to build over time. So don't overwhelm yourself or stress yourself out if you're not quite, doing it exactly. And you don't have to do it exactly like I'm sharing. I'm just giving you some principles and things that you can do to implement that will be a great help for you. So one of the things I started to do in planning, first of all, is to turn off all notifications, social media, notifications on your social media, on your phone, all the dings and noises. Just turn everything off, including the TV, CNN, Fox News, any other news. You want to turn it all completely off. Turn it completely off. When you turn it completely off, I want you to sit for a moment and I want you to get quiet about what you want to do. So the next step, I want you to get a regular pen and notebook. Nothing fancy. You don't need a fancy planner. It could be just a pad of paper. And I want you to do what you call a brain dump. Now, I don't know if anybody ever heard of that, but it's a popular term in the planning world, and that is to brain dump. Everything that you can think that you want to do, that you need to do, that you are thinking about, put it all on paper, like everything. Just write. Don't try to organize it, strategize it, just put it all on paper. You want to completely brain dump. Now, obviously, you're not going to be do everything, get everything done. And this also, I want to share this. This is what you want to do on a weekly basis, because you want to do it on a weekly basis. That way it will help you every week to be clear about what you want to do. So after you brain dump, you look at what you've written down and you must prioritize what in that week that you must get done. Like, what do you must get done in that week in order for you to move forward to the next, project or the next step? It's really important that you do that, because if you don't do that, you're going to continue to live a life of being in a rat race and all over the place. Now, this does require, as I mentioned before, some serious discipline. But guess what?
What else do you have to do? Now, I know that some of you are still working, but you're working from home, which is even more better, because now you can really get clear about how to manage your time and protect your time as you move forward with the gift of reset. Once you have prioritized what you want to do, you choose your work hours of that day. What are you going to be working on each day? So just say you are a Monday through Friday person. So you're Monday through Friday person, and you're 9 to 5. Out of your 9 to 5 time, there needs to be what you call 2 hours of focus time to complete what you've written down and prioritize that you must get done. It is impossible to get everything done. It is just impossible. That's why God gave us 24 hours in a day. That's why he gave us between 30 to 31 days in a month to get the things that we need to get done and prioritize. Here's the deal. There are going to be some things that are on your list that you will learn you have to say no to. And I know that we've said this in the past, you know, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to, you don't have to explain yourself, but the reality is we still do it. We still do it. So the best way to determine if this is the right thing for you to do, ask yourself the question, does this activity, does this project align with my purpose and the season that I am in right now? Does it align with the purpose and the season that I am in right now? If it does not align, then guess what you have to do? You have to say, not right now, put it on pause, or flat out no. Because in my time of, as I got before, said before last year, created this amazing life, but it was filled with things that needed to be delegated. It was filled with things that needed to be, that was not a priority. It was not in alignment of the season that I was in. And I needed to restructure and to reset so I can fully show up and be and do all that God has called me to do in this time and season. So these are just some few simple things that I believe that will be a great assistance to you. So make sure you spend 2 hours of focus time. And in that 2 hours of focus time, you're not distracted by all of the noise that is happening in the marketplace. Now, I know this podcast is a little longer than it normally would be, but I really needed to share this with you because God has given this to me. It is my experience, and I know I'm not the only one who have experienced this. But as I get ready to end this podcast, I want to share something with you. Decide today that you're not going to operate in the spirit of fear. Decide today that I'm going to trust God at another level like never before. Decide today that you have nothing to lose at this point. If you made a decision that I'm going to trust God, you have nothing to lose. If you made a decision that I'm not going to operate in the spirit of fear, you have nothing to lose. If you decide today that I'm going to say yes to the purpose and plan God has for me, and I'm going to do it radically the way he designed me to do it, you have nothing to lose. The last thing I will share, make sure you be a part of a supporting group of other like-minded CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business people that understands that this season is the best season to ever be in your life, because you get a chance to reset. And even if you're worried and concerned about finances and you are concerned about getting things paid for your family, I dare you to trust God at a level and ask him for instructions on what to do
And you will come out on the other side of this better than you came in. I am not a betting person, but I'm a faith person. And I do know faith works. And I do know that God answers prayers. And I do know that He is faithful. And I do know that He will not fail you. I do know that He will give you a solution to what you're dealing with if you decide to trust in Him and not quit. This is not the time to quit or give up or sit back. This is a time to move forward. Move forward like never before. This is your time. You have been given the gift of reset. So I want to thank you for spending this time with me today on April the 1st and embracing what I've shared. And I hope that it will inspire you. Make sure you guys leave a message. Let me know if this resonated with you. Let me know how I can support you in helping you move forward and going to the next level. We are having the Woman Christian CEO online business training happening April the 4th. I will put the link in our details section. If you're interested in joining us, I would absolutely love to have you and be a part. This is the time to get equipped with the tools and the resources that you need to build that Christ-centered, profitable business. Because guess what? What your mission, the mission that God's giving you to do, it needs to be financed. You need the money to do what you need to do. And so you have a solution that is the answer for someone in the marketplace. And my gift is to help you package it and structure it so you are able to communicate and create income serving your ideal community and tribe. Thank you for joining us once again. Every 2 weeks, we will come on Wednesday. Every 2 weeks, I know that it's manageable for my life and what we've building, and I can commit to making sure that we come every 2 weeks. So stay tuned. We'll be back April the 15th for our next show. God bless, and I hope to see you as you have been embracing the gift of reset.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.